Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you so much for tuning in on tonight to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, my co-hosts, and each and every one of you for tuning in on tonight. Tonight is our needs and wants segment in which we categorize what we want to add to our lives, what we want to subtract, what we want to divide and multiply, as well as place the power of God on, as well as who do we want to pray for. We should be praying for each and every person. And the God that we serve is an omnipotent and almighty and a powerful God. And so on today, we're going to go ahead and start off by reading Psalm 136. Numbers 1 through 9, that's Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. I'm going to give you time to turn to your Bibles. It says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the opportunities. We thank you for the platform, Lord. We thank you for the good news that you're going to share with us. And we thank you, Lord, for just being you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for the platforms. We thank you for the connections. We thank you for the commitments. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for those individuals who say, pray for me. We thank you for those who are in the hospitals coming out, those who are going in. We ask that you continue to crown them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless each and every person that have assembled on this particular ministry. Bless their families and bless everything that they do and say, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to anoint our hands and our heart, Heavenly Father, so that we may be and receive your power, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us and would you continue to bless us to be able to magnify who you are, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the open doors, Lord. We thank you for the closed doors. We thank you for the new destinies and the new beginnings and the new refreshes, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless each and every person. And, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you have mercy, Heavenly Father, on any aspect, any situation, anything, Heavenly Father, that your wrath or your power is upon. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you just instill peace and understand that the individuals, whoever they are, Lord, they're okay. And you know, you would know better than any person would know. But because you are God and because you are omnipotent and you're powerful and because of who you are, we understand that we cannot prevent or stop you from any of your works. And we ask that we continue to just pray unto you, Lord, and we ask that we continue to bless the people and help the people, Lord, and keep the people and preserve the people, Lord. Heavenly Father, we pray for each and every person, Lord, that you have revealed. revealed, Lord. And we ask, Heavenly Father, that you have mercy upon each and every person, Lord. We're not telling you what to do. We're not telling you how to do. We're not preventing your work. We're not trying to stop you, Lord. But, Lord, we know that, just like the Israelites, we know how powerful you are, and we respect that. We know how omnipotent you are. We know how respectful you are. We know how much you love your children. We know how much you love your anointed. We know and we recognize that, Lord. And, Lord, for the people's sake, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you have mercy, Lord? And would you ease, Heavenly Father? And would you, in the midst, bless? And, Lord, we know as your spirit is speaking that there is not one, not even your prophets, not your ministers, your bishops, no one. You will stop you from doing what you want to do. And we accept that, Lord. And we pray for each and every person, Lord. That's all we can do. And that's all the power that we have to do. And we just ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you continue to bless us to be and put you in the head of our lives. Would you continue to bless us, Lord, to respect who you are. And whoever is not respecting who you are, whoever is not keeping the commandments, whoever is not doing or treating your people right, Lord, we ask, would you show them and teach them, because some people may not know. And, Lord, once again, we're not telling you what to do or how to do. But we understand as your children how your wrath is. We understand how powerful you are. We understand that at a snap of a finger, we understand that things can change. And we ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, would you bless each and every person, Lord? And now, Lord, as we get ready to be in your presence, as we get ready to utilize this time to better our lives, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to be God, and we put you first in every decision that we make. We put you first in how we treat people. We put you first in what we do and what we say and what we, Lord. And we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you continue to help us to magnify who you are, glorify who you are, Lord. And Lord, as you're speaking a desert, a famine, dry bones, Lord, we pray for those people, Lord. And we say, have mercy, Lord. We forgive, Lord. We uplift, Lord. We obey your word, Lord. And Lord, we know that all things work together for the good. And we're okay. And we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you continue to teach us your way? Not our ways. Continue to bless us to remain humble, no matter how high you take us, no matter what titles you give. Bless us to remember, Lord, because you spoke, remember you. Bless us to remember you. Bless us not to forget our own shortcomings. Bless us to be able to forgive. Bless us to be able to do right by people, Lord, because we definitely don't want the wrath of God to come upon our lives. We don't want it to come upon our families. We don't want it to come upon anything, Lord, thing, or any person on this ministry that does not have you, Jehovah, Allah, El Shaddai, in their hearts, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you purify their hearts right now? And would you make us whole, Lord? Lord, we respect you. We honor you, Lord. We know that you are the one who's powerful. We know that you are the one who makes decisions on our lives. We know that any decision of the world, Lord, we know that all things work together. And we know, Heavenly Father, who's in control. And we worship you. We honor you. We look towards the hills. And we ask, Lord, whatever this thing is from heaven, whatever move you're going to make, whatever you're going to do, Lord, we ask that you teach us, you bless us to remember you, whatever it is, whatever lesson that you're trying to teach, whatever lesson that you are teaching the people. whatever it is, Lord, we ask that we hold on to it and we remember who you are. Now, Lord, as we get ready to go into our lesson, we ask that something will be said or done that will help somebody. We ask that as we go through this particular activity, that our hearts be transformed and our minds be made up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And on today, as I said before, we're going to have our needs and wants. And I had to say a special prayer. And I'm talking to my listeners. I'm talking to my saints. God says that he says he wants us to carry on. He wants our lives to be happy. He says, I have plans for you. I have plans for you to prosper. I have plans for you to do well. But at this time, God is speaking. And one of the things that I want to tell you, and I want you to remember this, and I don't want you to become afraid or anything like that. I'm just going to be honest with you guys because you guys are part of my ministry here. God is not pleased right now. And it's a wide spectrum of things on earth. And he talks about his anointed, and he talks about his children, and he talks about those with wisdom, and he talks about his Titus 2 women, and he talks about different aspects of the world. And God is not pleased, but he says, I want you to carry on. And I'm kind of speechless because for the simple fact, if you read about the Israelites and you read about God's wrath is very powerful. And it's not to scare you. It's not to scare you, but it's to let you know that God is a righteous God. One of the things that God says is that he says whatever frustrations, whatever heartaches, whatever pains you're going through, he says whether it's a situation, whether it's something with an operation, whatever it is, God says that he shall see you through. God's wrath is more of a, God calls it a famine. He calls it a setback. He calls it, he's calling the loss of power, because God wants us to know that he's in charge, that he's in control. And one of the things that I want my listeners to understand and recognize that God is saying is he says that I am first, and he's talking about God. He says that I am last. And for whatever reason, some individuals, some people are not recognizing God as that. Whatever reason, we are doing or setting our own, as Sister Dorinda said, and she's right, because God is speaking it. On Saturday, she said it. We're setting our own agendas, and we're doing whatever we want to because of who we are. But God says, I am. God, I am Jehovah. I am Alpha and Omega. And God is going to show us that. And that's what we talk about, the move of God. And some of you have been praying, and you want to take things in your own hands because you are so angry, you're so upset. You feel so disenfranchised. You feel so hurt. You feel so stripped. God is coming. And when God comes, he teaches us a lesson. But it's a hard lesson. And I was sitting here as the Lord was speaking before we get to this lesson here. I was sitting here, and God revealed all of these things. He says, I promised that I was coming back. I promised 40 days and 40 nights. And God began to describe some things. And I began to, you know, as I'm meditating to God, speaking to God, I said, Lord, I said, have mercy. I said, it's okay. I said, it's all is well. And God reminded me that I am God all by myself. God reminded me that nobody can stop his work. He says, not my prophets, not my preachers, not my bishops. He says, nobody can stop it. The only thing you can do is pray. And so I was a little bit speechless, and my heart is beating a little bit fast. Amen. Because I know about the wrath of God. And the reason why I know about the wrath of God is because I know God. And because I read my Bible. And I'm going to turn this music down because I need to talk to you for a little bit. I need to, because I read the Bible, and I'm sure you do too. And I don't wish the wrath of God on anybody. It doesn't matter who you are. I just don't. I don't wish the wrath of God on anybody because I know for a fact how powerful God is. I know who God is. And so I know that some of you are frustrated. I know that. I know some of you are upset. I know that, you know, for whatever reason, whatever's happening in your life, I have no idea. But God is speaking this. God says that he is here. He is coming. And basically, there is nothing we can do to stop the move of God. How will we know? How will we know the move of God? Because situations and people and places will change, God says, at the twinkling of an eye. And as God was given this revelation, and it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, because this is serious, right? We're going to have to hold off for a second with our activity because this is serious. And I want to prepare you, those who listen, and I don't want you to be afraid. But God says it is reaping time. God has said in heaven, he's basically witnessed everything that has happened in your life, whether good, bad, otherwise. He knows the process. He knows the people. He knows what was right, what was wrong. He knows all that. And he says, now it's time for all of us to pay. What does that mean? I don't know. What does that look like? I don't know. But God says his wrath is upon the people. What people? I don't know. I have no idea, but make sure that you're doing what's right. Make sure that you're treating people right. Make sure that you're praying every night to God, to Allah, to Jehovah. I don't know, to be honest. If I knew, I would tell you. And that's probably why. If I knew, I would tell you. But God just revealed my wrath is here. And I guarantee God will get our attention. I guarantee you that. And so we have to be very prayerful because I'm serious. I am praying because I know the power of God. And God says that when we do things and God doesn't immediately put his wrath upon us, then we believe that we can continue. God says, must we continue to do wrong? Must we continue to treat people wrong? Must we continue in this? What is this? I don't know. And so I'm praying, my prayer, when I go to bed, I'm praying for anybody that's the recipient of God's wrath. And that is, I am so serious. Because I wouldn't want anybody to experience the wrath of God. It doesn't matter who it is. And God says it's powerful. It's more powerful than life and death itself. And you know that nobody can stop that. And so I'm trying to get myself together because the revelation of God was that was a surprise, and that God said it's time. He says, I see all and I know all. And it's time. I don't know what God is going to do. I don't know who God is specifically speaking to, but he says it's reaping time. He says 40 days and 40 nights of reaping. Consecutive, I don't know. Day by day, I have no idea. Every other day, don't know. Every other week, I don't know. But he said it's reaping time. He says it's harvest time. And once again, I am praying for each and every person. Ask God for forgiveness. Ask God to have mercy. But as I was meditating to God, speaking to God, God says there's nothing you can do to stop my wrath for the people. Every knee has to bow. Every tongue must confess. And unfortunately, you can't be an intercessory for my action. You can't stand in the gap. You can stand in the gap to pray for people because I've called you to do that. You can stand in the gap to help people because I've called you to do that. You can stand in the gap to communicate and talk to people. But when my wrath comes, he says everybody has to reap what they've sown. Every single person, from sun up to sundown, from top to bottom, you have to reap what you've sown. You have to stand on your own two feet. God says, but this has already been predetermined, for his wrath is coming upon the people. Will I be specific? No. Because some things God says they're not ready to hear. Some things God says wait. Some things God says share. So it won't be a surprise. And so, as that came to me before I got on this ministry, I was praying. And I'm going to say it again because I know the power of God. I know how God works. I know how God moves. I know what God can do. And so that's my prayer. I wanted to make you guys aware of that. I wanted to let you know. But in the meantime, I want to say this as God is speaking. He says, carry on. He says, don't wait on me. Don't wait on Jehovah. Don't wait on God. He says, carry on. He says, but make sure that you're treating people right as you carry on. For 40 days and 40 nights, they shall remember me. Who is that? I don't know. I have no idea. He says, but it's reaping time. And you can say, it's okay, God, I'm fine, I'm okay. But God is not. And that's a problem. You can continue to live and go about your life. God says, I'm going to deal with it. And I'm telling you, I'm just praying to God. That's all I'm doing. And that's all I can do. There is nothing more that I can do but pray. God says, this right here, he says his power is on it. And there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that no person, he says, not even my most anointed prophet, not even my most anointed minister, apostle, can touch it. Because it is that powerful. Nobody can block it. Nobody can stop it coming. God says, his wrath is here. And sometimes when we minister, this is uplifting and powerful. It's uplifting and it's empowering. That's what this show is about. But God says that people need to also understand the truth as well about the word of God.
He says your assignment for this radio station, yeah, to interview people, to uplift and empower people. But I also want you to get a word of God. And I want you to let people know that I am always watching. I am always with my anointed. I am always with my children. I am always awake when people are crying. I'm always watching how people are treated. That's what people need to know. Because being a Christian is not easy at all, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm sorry we had to deviate, but God is speaking and I have to be obedient. Jehovah Allah El Shaddai is speaking, I have to be obedient. He says being a Christian is hard. It's the hardest job we will ever have. Because we're always crucified by the world. And God says because of this, and because God says I am the one that gave you this gift and this power, I am the one that gave you the anointing. He says everything that comes your way must be decent and in order. And if it's not, God says my wrath shall come, and it shall come boldly. Now, as I said before, we signed up to be Christians, didn't we? We signed up for it. Got baptized. Some of us were called to ministry. We have officially accepted that, but God is working on that. Some of us are called for prophecy. Some of us were called to be bishops and apostles and evangelists. God's not playing with us. God says, get on your assignment. He says, people are having to experience my wrath. Because in ministry, we're not telling people how to treat people. We're not telling people that you have sinned and fallen short as well. We're not telling people about the wrath of God. And we're not telling people about the Israelites and how they suffered. People about how to make it to heaven. He said, you can't make it to heaven until you know how to treat your neighbor who you do see every day. You can't make it to heaven if you can't forgive your neighbor when I've forgiven you. He says, but I will make you remember. He says, because we've all sinned and fallen short of God's glory. No person is perfect. We all with spots and wrinkles. Amen. We're talking about sin. Amen. And so I want you to know that. I don't want you to, don't be thrown off. Don't wake up in the morning and say, oh, Lord, the Lord is mad. No, God says carry on. He says go about your day as if you were not warned, as if you were not told that he was coming. He says because he comes like a thief in the night anyways. Right? God says Gabriel doesn't blow his trumpet when God comes. Right? He says because if that was so, he says then everyone would struggle with death. Because nobody wants to die. God says he comes and he goes. But I pray, and I'm serious, y'all. I really do. Because I'm one of those saints, you know, I pray for each and every person. Every person that I meet along the way, I'm praying for them. I don't have to tell them I'm praying for them. Every single person, I'm praying for you. When I see you, and I've you at least once in my lifetime, I'm going to pray for you. I'm not going to forget you. I might forget your name, but I'm not going to forget your face. And God knows who I'm talking to when I'm praying for you. Doesn't matter who it is. I've met so many people. I've been to so many places. And I pray for each and every person. So I don't want you to think about what I said about the wrath of God. I don't want you to think about it. But I want you to know that it's here. I don't want you to be surprised, you know. And this is another thing, and this is what God is speaking. We don't glorify, and we don't talk about comings or when the wrath of God is upon someone. We don't do that. That's not our job. That's not our business. We are supposed to pray one for another. And we're supposed to uphold each other in prayer. Okay? So that information was given to you not for you to anticipate or hope that somebody who treated you bad experienced the wrath of God. God already knows. And God is going to take care of it. But that announcement to you, to my listeners, was so that you can beware and you can pray. And I want you guys to pray, because it gets rough when the wrath of God comes upon the people. And God says this is an individual, he just spoke, this is an individual thing. He says every person is going to bow to him. Every person whom he commands shall experience his wrath. You don't go say a prayer, Lord, I need you to don't forget about. No, we don't do that. God already knows. Right? God says, carry on as usual. He says, remember me at 3. Surrender 260 to 300 daily. And enjoy life. Just have fun. Don't say, well, Lord, I'm upset with so-and-so. Because no. That's not important. God says we reap what we sow. Now, let's share the good news before we get to this. The good news is those of you who have sown good seeds, you've helped people, you've prayed for people, you've made people feel welcome, you've been hospitable, you've treated people right, you welcome people with open arms, you've treated people like you want to be treated. If you was in the position to help somebody, you help somebody, then you're fine. Carry on. Now, if you have doubts, if you're still mad at somebody from 10 years ago, if you have done something to a person, once again, there is absolutely nothing that anybody can do to stop the move of God. There is nothing that anybody can absolutely do to stop the wrath of God. God says that it's powerful. It's like life and death. Nobody can stop life, and nobody can stop death. Only God can. And that's why he said, he spoke. He says, give up the what? Give up the ghost. He says, these situations must die. He says, anything that's not like me shall not live. That's what God said, plain and simple. So, as I said before, I'm praying. But God says, carry on. He says, don't worry. Don't fret. Don't think about, oh, Lord, or woe is me. He says, just pray. That's it. Just pray. Okay, let's go ahead and let's get on a positive note. And this is part of the ministry, y'all. We have to share. We have to be obedient to God. And God wanted his revelation to come out, which says that my wrath is here, which says that my grace and mercy is here. So, we shall all see, I guess. Amen. But I don't want anybody to worry about that. When you leave this ministry, go home, get a good night's rest, wake up in the morning, be happy, jubilant, like you always have been. I just wanted to let you know that. It's always those things in life where you have to be real and you have to say, hey, look, the wrath of God is here. Make sure that you're doing the right thing. All right? All right. So let's go ahead and get into our journals. Thank you. And 2 Corinthians 5:17 reads, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old has gone and the new has come. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old has gone and the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:17. I want to read that again. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creature. The old has gone, the new has come. Therefore, I want to say this again, read it with me. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old has passed away, and behold, all things have become new. I want you to think about that as I get this other version up. I want you to think about that, and I want you to just thank God. Thank you, Lord, for a second wind. Thank you, Lord, for a second wind. Amen, because God didn't have to do it, but guess what? He did it. Jehovah didn't have to do it, but guess what? He did it. Now, the watchtower, 2 Corinthians 5:17, for those of you who have that, it says, therefore, if anyone is in union with Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Look, new things have come into existence. Now, I love the way this particular verse reads in the Watchtower edition. I love it. I want to, as God is speaking, I have to do this. Y'all have to be obedient. And then we're going to go ahead and go into our activity. God is good. He's speaking tonight, and I have to be obedient. But it says, listen to how it's put, okay. Now, 2 Corinthians 5:17 in the Bible says, therefore, if anyone that's personal is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old has gone, the new has come. And we're going to talk about this tomorrow because God has a message in this. Now, listen to the Watchtower. Listen to these words. Therefore, I'm getting excited. If anyone is in union with Christ, relationship with Christ, amen, he is a new creature. That's the same thing this Bible says. The old things passed away. And guess what? It says, look. It's kind of like old taste and see that the Lord is good, but it says, look. I'm the same person, baby. It's just a different season. New things have come into existence. I love that. I love that. God says that. Look out. Because new things are coming into existence. He says, that's old. That's old news. That's old business. Amen. That's a used to. He says, but look at me now. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Therefore, I got to read it one more time. Y'all, this is the Watchtower. I read both of them, and I study with some of my friends here. But it says, therefore, if anyone is in union with Christ, he is a new creature. He, she is a new creature. The old things passed away. And it says, look, with an exclamatory mark, new things have come into existence. Well, I'm telling you, I'm so excited. I am so, so excited. Amen. That's excellent. I love the emphasis. I love the exclamation. It says, look. I like that. I like that. Okay. All right. Now, because I had some friends that had just texted me and say, did you read our version? Yes, I did. I did. I just did. Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and get into our activity. Amen. Amen. See, it's good to have connections all over the world and people of different religions. And when we get together, we have a good time. Amen. In the Lord, in Jehovah, in Allah, El Shaddai, Elohim. Yes, we do. Okay. Let's go ahead and make our cross. And we're going to have to talk about the cross a little bit later concerning different denominations, but we all on one accord. All right, let's go ahead and make our cross. We're going to make that railroad track. Go ahead and do that. Okay. In the first quadrant, let's go ahead and put subtract. In the next quadrant, let's put add. The next quadrant, let's put multiply. Next quadrant, let's put divide. Next quadrant, let's put prayer. and then power. All right, let's go over this. Whew, God is good, y'all. I was in a zone. God is good. God is good. God is good. God is good. I just keep saying it. God is good. Oh, yes, God is good. Okay. Whew. All right, here we go. The first quadrant, you have to look at things that you want to subtract. Now, these are things that are not relevant to your life. These are things that are not adding any value to your life. These are things that weigh you down. Now, if you've already put something or someone on the prayer list, well, someone on the prayer list, then they remain on the prayer list, okay? They remain on the prayer list. There's no need in you saying that you're going to subtract them again. Amen. You've already subtracted them once, and so you put them on the prayer list. Now, as God is speaking, God says, so, for instance, if I don't want you to put somebody or subtract someone out of your life because you're mad at them, because that's an emotion. You subtract people out of your life if you know for a fact, and you know for a fact, without a shadow of a doubt, that they go against God. And when I say they go against God, as God is speaking, I want to say this right. You don't subtract the person, you subtract the belief, okay? Because if someone does not believe that we should love each other, then you are praying for that person because of their belief, okay? So when you subtract things, you are subtracting because of a belief that is contrary to the will of God, that is contrary to building up people, that is contrary to helping people, that is contrary to doing what's in the best interest of people, that is contrary to God's will. So when you subtract people out of your life, it's not that you're subtracting them, you're subtracting that belief in which they don't believe in helping people. They don't believe in, loving thy neighbor as thyself, okay? It's a belief. Now, one of the things that you don't want to get into is subtracting people because they have different beliefs than you. There's a difference as God is speaking. There's a difference. You know, we have different religions. I have many of my friends who are on the line. I have some who are Jehovah's Witness, some who are Catholic, Methodist, Presbyterian. I have all types, okay? And we all have different views on religion. We all have different views on what the Bible says or what our particular study guides say. We all have different views. But I'm not going to subtract them out of my life because we have different views. Now, if someone was to say, you know, God says hate all people, then I'm going to put you on a prayer list because I'm praying for your belief system. I'm praying for your mind. It's not that I'm subtracting you out of my life, but I'm subtracting that negativity out and saying, hey, I'm putting you on the prayer list. Does that make sense? So we don't subtract people because of who they are, because of how they look, or because of this or that. We subtract beliefs that is other than the fact that we should love one another, that is other than the fact that, God said we should hate each other. Well, God didn't say that. That's not part of the commandment. So I'm going to put you on a prayer list because I know what God said and because I'm praying for you and your belief. Okay? Then when we talk about adding, right, there's some people that you want to add to your life, right, because, you know, I have a lot of prayer partners. I have a lot of study partners as far as when we talk about the Bible, and it's all different religions, all different denominations. So we just get on a conference call, and we talk about our different religions, and we talk about the similarities and differences, okay? So it could be people, it could be connections, it could be businesses, it could be careers, it could be family, it could be anything, okay? What do you want to add? When we talk about this, okay, remember that we're also speaking about love. We're speaking about forgiveness. When we talk about subtracting, we're not just talking about people. We're talking about, do you want to subtract hatred out of your heart, jealousy, bias, envy, all those things. What do you want to subtract? What do you want to add? Those same adjectives, okay? Then we talk about multiply. What do you want God to multiply in your life? Some people say children. Some people say, I want to multiply forgiveness. Some people say, I want to multiply love. Some people say, I want to multiply. And if you hear something on the computer, just don't pay it any mind. I don't know why we have so many pop-ups. Some people say we want to multiply, you know, different things. What do you want God to multiply in your life? You know, love, forgiveness, understanding, wisdom, knowledge, those type things. When you say divide, okay, divide is a very negative word sometimes, okay? But in this connotation, when we talk about divide, God says that, I want you to think about this. He says you have a hole. And he says your ministry, as God is speaking, he says your ministry reaches out or extends north, east, south, west. It extends to so many regions, right? And God says because it extends to so many regions, he says that we must divide, right, our time up so that each person has time to be one-on-one in order to ask questions, or has time to be one-on-one to basically understand the will of God, or to be counseled with or reconciled with. When we also talk about divide, we're talking about what do we want, in other words, to commit to. We divide up our time. I say, Lord, family time, spirituality time, personal time. What? How do you want your time divided up? Now, God is speaking. He said there is a divide in righteousness and wrong. There is a huge, God says this, speaking, there's a huge divide in that. He says because some people are for what's right, and some people are just followers. And God says, if I am with you, I am more than the world against you. Right? So what do you want God to divide in your life? Okay? Then we talk about prayer. We talked about putting those individuals on the prayer list, not because of who they are, not because of what they have. We're doing this because of a belief. Okay? And actually, everybody should be respected for what they believe in. But when we get to the point where people say, well, God said that you should hate all people. Well, God didn't say that. And so I'm praying for that story that you just told, that God said, and I'm just making that up, that God said that we should not love everybody. Okay? That's the type of subtraction we're talking about. Then we talk about power. What do you want God to put his power on? Now, I'm going to tell you this. Okay? When you talk to God, when we talk to God and we ask God to put his power on something, and when God puts his power on something, I guarantee you, you're not going to be able to touch it ever again. So if there is a situation, or if there's something that you want God to put his power on, and you want God to work through you and to you with that, just understand that God will do just that. And as God said, he says, and when I come to give what was sown, he says, no one can stop it. That's called power. So you have to be very, I want you to be very careful when you ask God about power. I want you to be very careful, okay? Very careful. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get started. And we're going to have about 7 minutes. All right, we're going to listen to The Secret Place by Mr. Deppy Keys. You're listening to the AfreeToLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Thank you.
All right. So we looked at our particular chart, and what we find is that we have some things that we want to subtract, some things that we want to add, some things that we want to multiply, some things that we want to divide, some things that we want to pray about, and some things that we want God to bestow his power upon. Amen? And in the middle of all this, we have Jesus Christ. And I want to tell you this, as we begin to prepare for our good news, as we begin to prepare for our blessing. And God is really speaking tonight, y'all. I'm just, oh my gosh, I'm just so excited, yet I'm also praying because, as I said before, I know about the move of God. I know about the power of God, and I just pray for each person. But what I want to tell you is that as you prepare, and I'm speaking to the people on my ministry here, on God's ministry, as you prepare to begin to build and walk to your destiny, I want you to remember God. You don't have to remember anything that was said on this ministry, but I want you to remember God, because God is showing me. He says, I'm the bridge that got you there. Amen. He says, people can do a lot of things, he says, but I'm the bridge that got you there. And he says, remember me. Another thing I want you to understand and recognize is that you have to remember that to carry on. We already know what God spoke. We already know what God said. And like I said, our job is not to worry about, well, what day is God coming? When is God coming? Is he coming consecutively? He says 40 days and 40 nights. I don't know what that is. Amen. 40 days, 40 nights could be every other night. It could be every other week. I don't know. But you be found in righteousness and truth. Amen. And carry on. Continue to carry on throughout your day. You know, don't deviate from what you've been doing, because you know that God is coming. But what I do want you to do is I want you to pray, because there's going to be a lot of prayers needed, because God, he allows us to go so far, and then God reminds us who's in control. Amen. Amen. So do that. I want to tell you, be sure to continue to uplift your family and your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please, 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 Facebook, @FREDALOVE, @ALFREDALOVE. Or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. When you do, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous avails much. Be sure to check out afreetoloveshow.com, afreetoloveshow.com. Also, stellargospelmusic.com. We have many different events, and those are the particular websites. In addition to that, just make sure that you come back on Tomorrow God's Will, because as you can see, we were looking to our book entitled Prayers by Mr. Richard Brodbin. So be sure to come back and check that out. In addition to that, just know that God loves you, and so do I. And if anyone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. So next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Avery. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.